I would like to begin this podcast by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land and the beautiful waterways that surround us where we record today, the Gurnai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who may be joining us listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, where we break the mold and make our life our own. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer ready to inspire, your alternate hype-up sis always fueling your fire. Together we'll push past the familiar and bland, creating a life uniquely unplanned. With purpose and passion, make dreams take flight, living authentically, you'll shine ever bright. So join me on this journey, let's rise and explore, unlock our potential and open every door. In every new episode, you'll learn and grow, it's time you find your beautiful glow. Hello darlings, welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. So happy that I'm in your ears again. I had a little mini hiatus, but to be completely honest, I may be taking a bit more of one. I just am feeling slightly under the pump with everything I've got going on and coming into fruition this year that I sense Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, the podcast, may be going to be going on a little vacay. And honestly, as I say that, I'm like manifesting that literally, but there's so much going on in my businesses at the moment that it's one of the things that lacks priority only because of it being something that I have to make time for and don't get much ROI in. So if you miss me, you'll have to tell me to come back. But honestly, I think there's just plenty of episodes, plenty of juicy topics that I've recorded over the last few years. We're coming into our third year, which is absolutely crazy. We're so close to like 10,000 downloads. It's been a full journey, but with every rose has there must be a thorn on bread for today's episode. And yeah, the podcast is something that I do want to like come back to with like fresh eyes and inspiration and a proper setup, and I want to like really put it out there and have banging guests and everything like that. And that usually comes when I like take a break and feel re-inspired and then come back with like many learnings and write all these lists and record all these little voice memos and whatever I will plan on doing. But yeah, I would rather take a break and come back fresh than just constantly put out low effort episodes. And yeah, I just want to make sure that you guys actually continue to feel inspired. That's the whole point of Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. It's to push you to challenge yourself and step out of the familiar life that you know and to work towards your dream life. And I'm too busy working towards my dream life to, yeah, bring this to the forefront of all the other things I've got going on, which is a great problem to have. And you can follow along all the things I'm doing over on my Instagram, Sunbliss Studio, Catching Outside My Comfort Zone. Like, we're cold dipping like crazy. We're starting to like really prioritize doing some fun events this year, hopefully some cool collaborations. And yeah, if I have this extra portal where I can like take some space to make more, I don't know, creation happen behind the scenes, then yeah, I can guarantee it'll be worth waiting for and a great opportunity for you to go back to some of the OG episodes and feel re-inspired, which I think I might do as well. And I want to make time to go and listen to more podcasts myself and read more self-help books and all the things this year, because that's where I gain a lot of my inspiration from. And often I'm spending that extra time recording a podcast and editing it and having to listen to my own voice than filling up my own cup and feeling that inspiration. So yeah, that's just a bit of an honest chat. But anyway, that's all good. I'm thriving, so that's exciting. I've got a huge week this week. I'm honestly, I feel ready for it because we wrapped up the end of the year with, like, you know, feeling like good closure, and then coming into this new year, starting some new opportunities and just having this abundance of flow come into me, which is feeling amazing and super aligned. And yeah, I just am ready to be seen. I'm ready to do more, be more, create more and have fun. And like, that's just all the things that are happening, which is so cool. And yeah, to just give myself that full energy into all the things and to show up my best for everyone else, which requires me like creating a really good routine. And we're just coming into a brand new month. Like, it's already February. It's kicking it off with a full moon. Like, it just feels so good. So I'm definitely prioritizing routine and structure and boundaries. And yeah, some of my goals this week are definitely like as much analog events as possible, because my job is so digital, which is just like crazy. Obviously, I'm always on a computer or editing on a phone or capturing something, or yeah, it's like so much screen time, and obviously that's my job and what I get paid to do, but it does like come at this addiction. And I want to spend more time like holding a physical book or being outside and doing my meditation and making sure I'm starting my mornings off with cold dips or moving my body or something that's going to make me feel like really grounded and like starting my day the best way I can. So that's my priority this week, as well as like, yeah, less screen time when I'm not at work. So let's see how that goes. And yeah, cheers to a really busy week and a busy month ahead. And I'm really excited. I'm going to Bright in a couple of weeks, so that is also very exciting, because you guys know that's my place where I have a little bit of fun and let my hair down and just be really free. And it's also like a annual trip that I have scheduled, because I know that this is the time of the year that things just kick off and I get very overwhelmed and busy, and I need that little circuit breaker before I have a mentee bee. So that's booked, that's scheduled, not the mentee bee hopefully, but just the vacay. And Bright, if you've never been there in Victoria, it is like my grounding place, immersed in nature, beautiful, beautiful scenery, and the weather's always magical, and the food there's unreal. The nightlife is so fun, and the day, there's just so many things to do, so many local spots to travel to and explore and day trip to. Great, like, wine country, beers. It's like got everything you want, and that's why I love going there, because it's like the perfect balance of like wholesome and fun and party. And yeah, I love it. It's my place. It's definitely my place. So ready for round, what year will it be? I think we started going in 2022. Yeah. So this is my fourth, 2022, 2023, 2024. Whoa. Yeah. Okay. I'm just like recapping, because the first year I went with my cousins, and then the next year I went with my parents, and then the next year was a big girls trip, and then last year was just my cousin Sarah and I. So yeah, going into my fifth annual Bright trip. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Okay, stay tuned. I might do a teaser, a like juicy episode, if I've got some juice to spill about Bright, but either way, you'll hear from me when you hear from me. But let's jump into today's episode. Every rose has its thorn. I love this because it's inspired by my friend. And often my podcast episodes do get inspired by conversations I'm having with my friends or my long distance friends or long distance cousins, and all the things where you're like talking deep things about life and like someone throws a quote out there or sends you a song or whatever. And it's just, it really does ignite inspo for me. And I've said this to you before, like when I hear like one quote or one sentence, I will build a whole episode around it. And that's exactly what we're doing today. So yeah, my friend, he sent me this song, Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. And I was like, wow, this is deep. And it's obviously hitting the feels for him. And I was like, this is honestly really cool concept. And I was like, I wonder, you know, what the depth behind this is. And then I was talking to my cousin, like, literally the next day, and she was saying how she'd listened to the episode about, like, work not having to be hell, and that was inspired by her because we had that conversation. And she goes, I haven't got any inspo for you this week. But then she went on to talk about, like, her garden, and we, like, do send Snapchat vlogs to each other. So she was just yapping away, and then she said something about roses and thorns, and she'd gotten a splinter from, like, the thorn in the rose bush, and, like, why do roses and have thorns? And I was like, what the hell, like, my two inspo sources have merged in the one moment and have given me this, like, obvious symbolism sent from the universe, because that's the way I like to believe it, of, like, what is the meaning of thorns and roses, like, why do roses have thorns literally, and also, like, what is this sign trying to tell me? Because I obviously believe in signs and the universe and spirituality and all that sort of stuff. So when something repeats itself to me, it's like someone screaming at me trying to deliver this message. And so now here I am recording a full podcast about it. But I don't know, I had to look into it because I was like, this is interesting. But literal sense, thorns are on roses, and they're actually not called, they're not properly thorns, I think they're like prickles or something. But I'm obviously not a florist, so don't at me, Paige, if you're listening. But also, like, they're protecting the bush. So they like to fight off animals or insects or whatever, and, like, maybe other trees and things. So, like, the reason there's thorns on rose bushes is, like, to protect the rose, which is, like, kind of cool because it's, like, obviously the beauty and, like, the strength to, like, protect the beauty of the rose. I don't know. I thought it was, like, a cool literal concept of it. And then obviously metaphorically in the song, every rose has its thorn. The concept behind that song is, like, it's a bit of a breakup song, and that, like, with every bit of good, there's going to be a bit of bad. And, like, yeah, we can always overthink things, like, what could I have done better, whatever. But, like, things will just work out the way they're meant to. Like, it's like yin and yang, you know, dark and light, good and evil. Like, it's every night there's going to be a dawn. Like, it's just about harmony and balance, and that's what life is about. And I guess this is the whole meaning behind it. So I think that's a thing that people don't take enough time to accept in life, is, like, we sometimes focus too heavily on positives or negatives, one or the other, and not actually allow the counteract and the juxtaposition of both to happen simultaneously, because that is life. Like, with beauty, there is, you know, the opposite of beauty, whatever word you want to describe. But, like, I think it's just a concept of, like, understanding that you can't have one without the other, and not focusing on either too heightened to, like, find it. Like, you've got to be grateful for both, is what I'm trying to say. So, for example, I know when people sort of say things like, oh, it's just too good to be true, or things are too good right now, something's about to happen. It's almost like some people are manifesting the thorn. They're manifesting the negative thing to happen because it's like, everything's working out too good right now. Like, when's the bad thing going to happen? And, like, manifests into their reality. So it's like, yes, I know that people are aware of the fact that life has balance like that, but you at the same time can't think like that all the time, because you might be going, like, sailing through, and then bang, something really bad's going to happen to you, or, like, something's going to throw you off track. But it's about, rather than focusing on that negative thing whenever it's going to land, if it does, you got to stop, and you got to be, like, accepting the good for what is happening. But also it can be, like, a moment to see things like, okay, there is really good things happening right now, but something negative is lurking in the background, or there's something that's weighing me down or whatever. And we tend to put all of our energy and focus onto that negative thing, or harder thing, or the darker thing. And that's then becomes, like, the focus. And then you're not paying enough attention to everything else that's happening, like the good, like, it's all in balance. So you can be like, oh, you know, when, for example, it's so easy to remember something negative. So you've just, like, in a work sense, for example, you've done all this hard work and you're getting like all this affirmation and congratulations, but then one person comes along and ruins it by saying something negative, or it doesn't agree with them or whatever, and it just throws the whole thing off because one person doesn't like it. And whether that's a person that's involved or not, it doesn't matter, but like we'll then focus on that one negative thing. And it's just like, there's so much beauty, there's so much good, there's so many positive things happening. You just let that one tiny thorn ruin it all. And that's because it's like with a thorn, there's pain. It does hit a trigger point for us. It hits an emotion and it hits a feeling, and it's like, oh fuck, that actually really cuts deep. Like thorns cut deep when they happen. But it's getting so comfortable in the fact that thorns are always going to be there, and whether you build a stronger pain threshold or you learn how to like soothe yourself better or not become so reactive when that pain happens or be triggered by it or waiting for it to happen, and instead you put more energy onto the beauty of the rose. Like stop and smell the roses. Like, oh my God, this episode is like unfolding so beautifully for myself right now. But I think that is just the balance of it. It's like they're both can be dark and light, good and evil, pain and pleasure. And you have to understand that both will occur in life, sometimes at different times, sometimes together. And we can feel guilty also when maybe things are really good, but we feel like we should be focusing on something that's sort of like happening around us or to somebody else as well that's like negative. And we feel guilty for being like, oh, well, I'm happy and I don't actually feel that bad for that person, but I feel like I should. And then like you let that affect you more, but you can't let that ruin what's working for you, because you've obviously deserved the good that's happened to you. Some people do get karma in more deeper thorns. Okay, so another sort of phrase of this whole meaning is like the thorn and rose is like represented as love and the danger of love, I guess, the thorn being the danger, but at the same time, the thorn being the protector. And in one perspective, you can look at it as like the thorn is like your, like it, as it does for the rose, like literally it does protect it and look out for it against things that aren't meant for it, and so that it doesn't get hurt. And I think that's like kind of a cool concept, because rejection is just redirection. And like if you're, I don't know, I'm definitely someone who I feel like I would rather be not in a relationship and not like constantly dating and chasing people and being in situations that hurt me or that constantly reject me or whatever because they're not right for me. I'd rather just not have any of that involvement to start with. Like, you know, you can have fun and go out there and it's great. It's all about learning and figuring out who you are and what you like and whatever. And I've done plenty of that. But like to me right now where I am in my life, my thorns are probably more so, there's probably more thorns than rose like at this point. And it's more so I've got probably stronger boundaries, higher walls. I'm more protecting. And I guess what comes with that is like it can like hurt other people, or it can really like put other people at a further distance away from you, not being as open to them. Maybe I need to go and harvest some of my thorns. But like I think also I prefer that perception of like I know that it's my protecting me, like because I don't need the universe protecting me, because I don't need to go through all of those negative experiences to know what I'm deserving of and what I'm worth. And like I have enough self awareness and respect, and like I know what I bring to a relationship and to the table and to my life, and like I don't need anything fucking with that, you know. I don't need to fuck around and find out, like I know, sort of thing. And I'd rather just be protected by my thorns and have my rose just bloom in, you know. And then also this other concept of like, I don't know if I've talked about this in another episode, but when it comes, again, this is probably very relationship sort of focused, but we can spend, like everyone's going to have their thorn, you know what I mean? Like no one is perfect. And when it comes to relationships, like we can get very specific, and like this advice goes to me as well, but we can get very specific about the kind of person we want and write this big list of all the traits that they embody and have and what they do for us and all these things. And it's great. It's great to have high expectations and it's great to have standards and values and non-negotiables, because like you want to attract that perfect person and they will exist because you exist, darling. You will find your perfect match. However, we can find a person that is like 90% the rose, you know what I mean? Like they're going to be 90% of what we want and all of those beautiful traits and all these things, and they're going to still have 10% thorns, because everyone has thorns, everyone has baggage, everyone has trauma, everyone has experiences that they haven't healed through or that they're still going to experience through life, and that comes with age and life and experience. Duh. So there's always going to be that, like, I don't know if this is only, I guess, if you're a really picky person and not someone that just like settles for anyone, but like I'm assuming the people that listen to this sort of relate, but like we're always going to have a high expectation of what we want, and we're going to probably find someone with that 90% rose, 10% thorns, and we will probably push them away or reject them or not settle for that because we think that there is going to be someone that's 100% roses. And like, as much as I want to say, yes, that will be, that can exist, it just simply won't. People will still make mistakes in life. Like, you know that you're not a perfect person and that you've probably done things in your life that have altered your relationships with people, or you've made mistakes, or you've said things, or you've had fights, or you've done something that you shouldn't do. Like, I know I have, and I definitely have learned from those experiences. And I know that I'm also not perfect. And in a relationship, I know I'll never be perfect for someone. Like, I know that that's what a relationship is. It's not about being perfect for somebody. It's about being like the right person for what they need at different times, and that's what they are for you. And you balance each other out and you support each other like it's a, you're a combo, you know what I mean? And it's harmony, it's roses and thorns mixed together. It's yin and yang, like it's balance. It's just beautiful. That's what a relationship is. It's all about working together. And you're both full people. You're not trying to find your other half. Like, you're both full souls having an experience, and you're there to just experience it together, grow together, learn together, have fun together, love, live your best life, live in La Vida Loca. And unfortunately, we're all going to have a thorn and thorn moments of pain. And yeah, sometimes we're going to hurt our person, and whether that's with intention or not, it's about learning to work through that and communicate that and hold yourself accountable for your mistakes or actions that may have hurt your person or someone during the thing that you did, that you may be not thinking about it from their point of view, or you're feeling a bit selfish or spiteful, or, you know, sometimes we just make mistakes. That's just life, okay? But understanding that when your thorn hurts somebody else and you didn't mean to do that, or whether you did or not, it's about working through it, how you, if you want to like save that relationship. And that person will, if they love you, obviously will accept that. But I think what I'm trying to say for full circle is like, own your thorns and know that you're a rose 90% of the time. Well, let's hope so anyway. And communicate that, like, that was just a thorn moment, and that that's not who I am, that's not what defines me, but you need to prove yourself that you are a rose most of the time. But at the same time, you should never have to prove yourself to somebody else. Like, they should know that, and you shouldn't be having too many thorn moments. But also, we might then think, if that person is 90% rose and 10% thorns, and I'm going to focus on their thorns, like the things that aren't perfect about them, the things that haven't, and I'm not talking about like really toxic things or like them cheating on you or like that stuff is like, that's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about like, I don't know, maybe they just haven't, or, okay, just for example, like you've got a list of all the things you want in somebody, and you know, you're really specific about what kind of job they have and like what kind of, you know, life they want to create, and whether they're someone who likes to travel or not travel or save money or spend money or, you know, they might just have a different perspective on something. And if it's something that you can work towards in life, then you have to understand that, like, there's potential there and they might work towards that if they say that that's something that they want to work towards or whatever. But we often meet people in a point of life where they're not going to be, you know, 100% perfect. And especially when you're younger, there's still so much life experience that you're going to have, and you can't know it all and be it all. And I think, like, young people fall into the trap of, like, thinking they've got to find their person, find their job, make this money, buy a house, do all the things, travel, whatever, have kids. It's like there's so much pressure in your early 20s for some bizarre reason to achieve all those things. And, like, if you're not in a relationship, it's like, oh my God, like, that's what I want. And you see people that do settle down and do that stuff really early on, and you compare yourself to them. But it's not about that. Like, I think when I got to the age of 25, like, fresh perspective, like, me and all my school friends, like, we're just not at that level. We're, like, all very, very focused on our career and our life and just, like, being who we want to be. And, you know, that's, I think, so important, because, like, there is no age when you have to do all these other things and find your person or whatever. It's like, just be free, just do what you want to do. And we're all very similar in that aspect, and I think that's, like, a really cool trait that we all carry. And yeah, I think it just has reframed that whole, like, desperation for trying to find that perfect person, and think, like, it's like, whatever, I just know that they'll fall into my lap when they're ready to and when time's right. Until then, I'm just like, yippee-ki-yay, you know what I mean? I can focus on me, I don't really need anyone else. And that's another powerful trait to be able to carry as well, that independence and, like, freedom. And at the same time, being open to, like, of course, when I find my person, I'm going to let them, you know, be in my life. I'm not going to push them away and try and do everything myself. Like, totally am passenger princess for sure. So yeah, I think it's just a matter of, like, don't try and chase the perfect rose. And also, when you come across someone and they are 90% rose and 10% thorns, and the 10% is something that you know that over time it'll grow and they'll, you know, learn and they'll discover and they'll become more, like, as will you, that you can't just, like, push that person away because they're not 100% rose yet. Like, that's what a relationship does. Like, it builds people up together, and you can love stronger when you communicate better, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes we just push someone away when we haven't even, like, told them what we want or what we need or how we feel loved, etc. And also, it, like, we might then try and find someone that has that 10% that person's missing, but it might end up being that person's 10% rose and 90% thorns, because you're just trying to find this one specific thing about them that they don't have. And it could be really random, but it could be, like, really important to you. So it's a matter of knowing what that is and honoring that for yourself, because you deserve that. But you can't be super strict with people in this world. Like, I don't know, we're all just humans having an experience, like, souls having a human experience. It's not that deep. It is very deep at the same time, but I don't know, every rose has its thorn, moral of the story, and take it as it comes. And, you know, often when you have more thorns happening in your life, and you might be in a place where you feel like you're just surrounded by thorns, or thorns can be people in your circle that are bringing you down, you need to, like, learn how to fucking get the secateurs out and cut them off, because that you can't just let your life be more thorns than roses. Like, let's be real, you know what I mean? And also, like, I always think when I'm having a bit of a hard lull where I'm, like, feeling really down about something, or having imposter syndrome or doubt, or things are going a bit wrong, that it's a great sign for me to be like, well, I'm hitting, like, this rock bottom period, because I'm only going to climb out of this hole, and I'm going to, like, actually, positive things are going to come from it. What do I need to learn from this moment? You know what I mean? Take it as a point of reflection to move forward with, like, okay, I now know what I need to do to move forward and how I can focus again, because I'm obviously having these experiences because I'm attracting them for one reason or another. Like for me, when it happens, it's usually career focus. It's usually like, why am I attracting all these shit clients that aren't paying my invoices? It's like, well, what kind of energy are you putting out, Alyssa? Like, why aren't you showing up in a professional, high-value way to attract clients that see that and want to pay you and all that sort of stuff? So it's always a like moment to catch yourself out. But anyway, when you hit dark moments, when you feel like you're surrounded by thorns, I want to throw this phrase out because I love this quote as well to finish it off, is in those moments where you feel like you have been buried, like you're just at rock bottom, you're like literally so deep in the earth that you're just like, I feel like there's no way I can crawl out of this hole. I want you to think of it as a moment of maybe I've actually been planted and this is where I am meant to be, because I'm going to grow and I'm going to bloom into a beautiful rose.